Greetings, everybody. It's a great pleasure to be before you here today. As Mr. Harris mentioned, I spent a lot of time this week working on getting little bits and bytes sent out over the digital wires, and as we have that challenge here today, too. Hopefully you're receiving this all right. You know, it's not difficult sending bits and bytes over the internet. It's the difficult part has to do with getting it in the right order. That's funny if you're a nerd. So anyway, brethren, as mentioned, the message that I plan on presenting today, that I'm presenting right now, is about having a positive attitude and what it can do for you. It is entitled "The Power of Positive." Now, a positive attitude is something that is not a mystery to many of us. I think it's a theme that's not foreign. But what I want to do is bring out a couple points about it and really learn what it can do for us. Just opening up, a positive attitude is something that, by definition, helps us focus on what we can do and not what we can't do. A positive attitude is constructive. It is industrious. That stands as opposed to the negative attitude, which is destructive and idle or inactive. On one hand, we have an attitude that helps us to take action and do something. And on the other hand, we have an attitude that stops us and tries to prevent action from being taken and discourages it. Now, how we use our attitude in our lives has a significant effect, in fact, not only on our spiritual outlook, but also in a physical sense, too. It's true. A recent article that I read online, published by the Mayo Clinic, summarizes a little bit of research that's done in this area about the effects of a positive attitude on health and stress management. I'll read an excerpt from it for you. Positive thinking often starts with self-talk. Self-talk is the endless stream of unspoken thoughts that run through your head. These automatic thoughts can be positive or negative. Some of your self-talk comes from logic and reason. Other self-talk may arise from misconceptions that you create because of a lack of information. If the thoughts that run through your head are mostly negative, your outlook on life is more likely pessimistic. If your thoughts are mostly positive, you're likely an optimist, someone who practices positive thinking. Now, there are health benefits that are linked to positive thinking. I'll read some of those that are in this article. So researchers continue to explore the effects of positive thinking and optimism on health. Health benefits that positive thinking may provide include the following: increased lifespan, lower rates of depression, lower levels of distress, greater resistance to the common cold, better psychological and physical well-being, reduced risk of death from cardiovascular disease, and better coping skills during hardships and times of stress. So there are real, measured, observed health benefits that are linked to having a positive attitude. Now, one of the quoted statements that follows the list of health benefits that may come from a positive attitude is this: it's unclear why people who engage in positive thinking experience these health benefits. That's what this article said. Now, the Mayo Clinic may not know why this is an observed fact, but the Bible gives us some indication. It reiterates these facts that we've read. We can see by instruction and by example in the Bible that having a positive attitude is a very, very important trait for us in living a fulfilled Christian life. Let's turn over to Proverbs 17, and I'd like to read verse 22. Proverbs 17 and verse 22 states this: "A merry heart does good, like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones." The Bible says right here that there are health benefits to having a positive attitude. Isn't that interesting? The clinical researchers may not have a good explanation of why a positive attitude benefits health, but we can see here that it is a biblical fact. This is something that Solomon has observed and shared with us as something that is true. It's a fact. And this is the way we as people work. A positive attitude somehow has a positive effect on our physical bodies. It should be, we know that God has created man in such a way that this holds true. It's pretty fascinating to think that the Bible, as we read it here, and this fact observed by Solomon is something that researchers have found to be true as well. Now, there are several other proverbs that talk about similar kinds of effects of having a positive attitude and bring out the importance of it. I'd like to read some of these for you. They're brief and quick, so I don't, you can listen to them. I just picked out a handful. Proverbs 12:25 states this: "Anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad." There we have an emotional effect to a positive attitude. Proverbs 15:13 states this: "A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken." Proverbs 12:27: "He who earnestly seeks good, finds favor, but trouble will come to him who seeks evil." Now, we can see here a positive or a negative effect depending upon our attitude. That is something that we can control. In all of these examples, we see a cause and an effect. Now, we are in control of the way that we respond to our circumstances in life. We find trouble, there's no doubt. We find challenges and trials, and as Christians, we have to face them. We have control over how we respond. We can respond with a positive perspective. A positive perspective offers us hope, gives us the belief that there is a way out. A negative perspective offers the opposite of that. It takes away our hope. It causes dismay. A negative attitude tells us that we cannot overcome the problems that we encounter. A negative attitude tells us that we cannot do something. Now, with that in mind, let me ask you a question. Who is it that offers hope? Who gives us something to look forward to? Who gives us a way of overcoming? God does that. He is the one who offers us reason to have hope. God wants us to be positive. Let me ask you another question. Who wants to destroy our hope? Who wants to discourage us and focus on what we cannot do? The answer is Satan the devil. He wants us to believe that we cannot do things. He wants us to believe that there's no way out. He wants us to believe that we will not have eternal life. He wants us to be discouraged. Now, with that in mind, why do you think that it's important to have a positive attitude? Why do you think that there are real positive effects when we do, why do you think there are real positive effects when we do have a positive attitude? The answer is that God is behind it. God wants us to have a positive attitude, believing that we can overcome, and to give us hope of that eternal life that lays out in front of us. That's part of his plan. The negative attitude is that which will destroy us. It will cause ourselves to eat away at any support that we might have. We can't fall victim to having a negative attitude. We need to be positive. It's very powerful when we do it. David dealt with this struggle throughout his life at different moments. I just want to bring your attention to one of these scriptures, and this is in Psalm 42, and I'd like to read starting in verse 5. Psalm 42 and verse 5. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. You can feel the struggle that is going on here with David. Now, the reason that I bring out this example is that David here acknowledges the very true reality of his emotions. His soul is cast down here. He is in the pits. And I bring this up because having a positive attitude is not about denial. We don't want to deny the fact that we have a struggle. We do struggle. A positive attitude is not about denial. If we have denial, we're going to just cause more problems. That's not what we want. A positive attitude sees a way out of those problems, and in order to find a way out of our problems, we have to acknowledge those. A positive attitude is about hope. It's about that way out of our struggle. And we have God's hope that we can rely on, and that's exactly what David brings out in this scripture. And we have, you know, David does mention the help here of God, but he states it in an interesting and peculiar way here. He says this, I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. The help of His countenance. Now, the word countenance doesn't capture the depth of meaning, at least in my opinion here in English. Countenance really means like your face, you know, how you appear, right? It is, in this case, the Hebrew word panim, or something pronounced in a weird way that I'm probably making the Hebrew scholars cringe at, for those of you in the crowd. But this is translated in a variety of different ways throughout the Bible. It is translated in the following words: before, face, presence, because, sight, countenance, from, person, upon, me, against, him, open, toward. That's a lot of different words, but I think that the notion that we get from that word countenance is a very personal, directed type of help. We don't have God's general help, is the point. We have God's very personal, direct help in our lives. That is what David brings out in this example here. That is the same kind of help that you and I rely on. Brethren, God is paying personal attention to us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? That gives us hope. That's something to feel good about. That's a very positive thing to acknowledge. I'd like to read Psalm 4 and verse 6, if you'd like to turn there with me. Just back a few pages. Sticky pages on my end here. Psalm 4 and verse 6, we read this. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. Here we have David seeing people who have a negative attitude, those who do not see any good. But what does he say? David finds great reason to be glad because he relies on that help of God, that very personal help that he offers to us. Now, a positive attitude helps us out individually, helps us personally to get through difficult situations. But a positive attitude is infectious. A negative one is as well, but I want to focus on the positive today. Brethren, if we'll turn over to Proverbs 27:17, I'll bring that out here. Proverbs 27:17 tells us how we affect others. It states simply this: as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. We have to remember that our attitudes don't live in a vacuum. We affect everybody around us. When we have a positive attitude, it helps others to feel positive as well. It offers them encouragement. It offers others strength. On the other hand, of course, we can be negative and operate as agents of Satan. We can discourage those around us. We can dash their hope to the ground and focus on the negative, problematic things that bring us down so that they may be brought down too. We can choose how we respond to the world around us and the circumstances we face. Let's turn over to Philippians 4, and I'd like to read verses 8 through 9. Philippians 4, starting in verse 8, we read about the things that we should focus on. This is an instruction for us. Philippians 4, 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. There's an instruction here to come out of the world and to focus on the good, virtuous things of God. Not only that, but there is an effect. The God of peace will be with you. If you have a positive attitude, it offers peace. Brethren, we have to remember that we might not be in control of our circumstances in our lives. There's no doubt about that. But God is in control of those circumstances. The things that happen to God's begotten children do not occur by random chance. Those events are prepared so that the children of God, the begotten children of God, can learn and grow in the way that God wants them to grow. Brethren, if you have been baptized and have been called out of this world, you are one of those begotten children. The fact remains, though, that we personally are not in control of our circumstances. However, we are in control of how we respond to those circumstances. When we face something difficult, do we become dismayed at confronting yet another trial? Or do we look at it as a challenge, something then that we can work to resolve? If we have pain, do we focus on the suffering, allowing that suffering to control us? Or do we give thanks because God has given us the strength to endure that pain? Do we find ourselves searching for things to complain about? Or do we turn our focus to those things that we can be thankful for and rejoice about? The same kind of circumstance can be viewed in different ways. We need to choose the positive. The Bible is clear that Christians have great reason to have a positive attitude. The fact is, knowing that God gives us the hope of eternal life, if we ask ourselves what we have to be positive